From the K-Rob Collection, this is Audio Antiques, featuring programs from the golden age of American radio. I'm Ken Robinson. We're featuring The Beulah Show, a situation comedy about a happy housemaid who was always hoping her boyfriend would propose. It was one of the few top starring roles for an African-American during network radio's golden age. Academy Award winner Hattie McDaniel got the job in 1947 at what was then a whopping salary of $1,000 a week. In 1952, she became ill, and Lillian Randolph took the position. She was later replaced in 1954 by her sister, Amanda Randolph. We'll hear four shows from 1954. Right after this. You've heard those commercials where they speed up the announcer at the very end because they don't want you to know that the commercial is totally bogus. It's a ripoff, and everything they said was false. You'll never hear that in a Panoramic Lifestyle t-shirt commercial because these are handcrafted quality t-shirts, and that's the truth. Check them out at plclothing.store. plclothing.store. Panoramic Lifestyle Clothing. A vision that moves in all directions.
Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah. A gal who's in love with a man named Bill. He hasn't much jack, but I'm still his Jill.
Yes, sir, it's the new Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
No crystal ball is necessary to get a load of your future tonight. Just stay on CBS Radio and you'll find out that two delightful and fascinating ladies are just around the corner waiting to say hello. One is a beautiful blonde who's never won an award for being on the bright side, but she has won applause from millions of listeners for her hilarious series about life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. And that all adds up to My Friend Irma, starring Marie Wilson. So be sure you're here later this evening when most of these same stations present My Friend Irma. And also just around the corner tonight is the First Lady of Hollywood, Luella Parsons. She knows all, sees all, and is waiting to tell all the news about the names up in lights and the people behind the scenes. Here's your chance to get a close-up of what's new at Hollywood and Vine. Luella Parsons takes you to Glamourland later tonight, right at the Star's address, CBS Radio. Now on with the show. Yesterday, Beulah suggested that Oriole Winston's boyfriend, Loose Tooth, open a little restaurant.
That's right. The only way Loose Tooth could keep from losing a job is to go in business for himself.
Well, can he handle it all alone, Beulah?
I doubt it. So my boyfriend is going to help him get started.
Does Bill know anything about restaurants, Beulah?
Does he? Well, he's known as the Dungan Hines of the Tums for the Tummy Set. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. That's my knife and fork wizard now.
It's Bill, baby, your clinging ivy in the garden of love.
Well, come on in, Ivy, and cling to me.
Sweetheart, you're getting to the man who just put over a deal with Loose Tooth Harrison and the City Rapid Transit Lines.
Oh, you mean it's all set, Bill?
That's right, my little tub of temptation. We just bought an old streetcar from the city, and we're going to turn it into a lunchroom.
Hot dog! Meals on wheels!
Yeah, but the deal costs a little more than Loose Tooth had, so I put up some of my money, and we formed a little corporation.
Bill, your corporation was formed a long time ago.
Oh, of course, honey. Yeah. If you really want to make sure we do a big business in the lunchroom, you can help us out.
Oh, what could I do, Bill?
Well, if you and Oriole could manage to get a few hours off each day, you could do the cooking for us.
Oh?
Do you think the Hennessons would let you take part-time off?
I can ask them, Bill. But suppose they say no.
Then Loose Tooth will have to do the cooking. And, baby, you know that old play called A Streetcar Named Desire?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, I'll be stuck with a streetcar called Indigestion.
More tuna fish salad, Mr. Harris? Mr. Harry, more salad for you, sir?
Just put some on his plate, Beulah. You'll never get his attention when he's buried in his newspaper.
Yes, Miss Alice.
Harry, will you please put down that paper and join me for lunch?
Oh, yeah, sure. What were we talking about?
Well, before you buried yourself in the comic page, we were discussing Donnie's future.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think that's more important than Little Orphan Annie's.
Little Orphan Annie's? How old is that kid by now? About 86?
At least, yeah. Now then, Alice, what about Donnie's future?
That's what I'm asking you?
Well, I think he should have one, by all means.
Don't you really think we should talk with him and see what his ambitions are?
I suppose we should.
Ambition certainly is a wonderful thing, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Would you folks mind if I had a little of it myself?
Well, we should hope you have, Beulah.
Of course.
Well, in that case, do you think we could make arrangements for me to have a couple of hours off each day?
If it's to further yourself, Beulah, I imagine we could.
Oh, it's to further myself, all right, Miss Alice. I want to help Bill and Loose Tooth in the new lunch wagon.
You mean they're going ahead with the plan?
Yes, sir. And if Bill sees money in his future, then I can see a wedding in mine.
I'm sure we can work something out, Beulah.
Well, bless your heart, Miss Alice.
Oh, who's that now?
I'll go see Mr. Harris.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Beulah.
Why, Mrs. Dawson, come in.
Thank you, Beulah. Will you take my arm, please? Oh, the walk over here from my house across the street has just pooped my puny little body.
Well, are you still sick, Mrs. Dawson?
Oh, I'm always sick, Beulah. I'm just a long, quivering mass of aches and pains. Oh, there goes a shooting pain up my back.
Ain't got much to shoot at.
What was that, Beulah?
Oh, I said there's nothing to hoot at.
Is
Miss Dawson from across the street, ma'am?
Yes, Mrs. Henderson, just little old me, with my undernourished body and overactive thyroid.
Well, hello, Mrs. Dawson. How are you?
Oh, quite ill, thank you.
You don't look so well.
Oh, I'm so glad you noticed. Mm-hmm. I saw my doctor this morning, Mrs. Henderson, my specialist, that is, and he gave me some exciting news.
Oh, what is it?
He discovered my lumbago may be coming back.
Oh?
Either that, or there's a strong possibility that I have gout.
That is exciting, isn't it?
Yes, and I do so hope it's gout. I haven't had that yet.
Well, I'll be rooting for you, Miss Dawson.
Thank you, Beulah. Oh, well, Mrs. Henderson, I hope you don't mind my barging in like this, but I was wondering if you could drive by little Linda to dancing school tomorrow. I don't expect I'll have the strength to do it myself.
Oh, I don't mind at all.
Oh, you're such a dear. And you have such pretty hair. Linda loves her dancing so much, and I'd hate to have her miss a class just because of me and my health.
Well, don't worry, I'll take her.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear. Well, I really must hobble home now and put on my elastic stockings.
Well, are your legs bothering you too, Mrs. Dawson?
Well, not yet, but there's no sense waiting until the last minute. Goodbye.
And a happy basal metabolism to you, Mrs. Dawson.
My friend.
Oh, hello. Come on in, Harold, now, and just set the groceries on the table, y'all.
Gladly, my friend. Mm-hmm. Say, I ran into Bill and Loose Tooth in town, and they told me all about their new lunchroom, and you're going to do the cooking for them.
That's right, Harold. Me and Oriole.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Bill said with you doing the cooking, they're bound to make a fortune, because your cooking is just out of this world.
Well, I'm more at home on the range than Gene Autry.
And Bill says you made some roast beef last night that was so delicious, his mouth was watering over like a hot radiator in a 1923 Essex.
Oh, that Billy boy. He's so sweet. You know, Harold, I got some of that roast beef left.
Uh-huh.
And if I make Bill a sandwich, will you drop it off for me?
Oh, of course I will, Beulah.
Well, did Bill say anything else about me, Harold?
Oh, yeah. He said if you said he was sweet for saying nice things about you and you decided to make him a roast beef sandwich for me to bring him, I should tell you to put plenty of mustard and lettuce on it.
Schemer. He had this whole thing planned.
Ain't it so bad?
Well, I'll show him. He won't get anything.
Oh, now, Beulah, Bill's putting in a lot of work to help Loose Tooth. He's a very kind-hearted person, and he deserves something.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right, Harold. Well, maybe I will send him just a little sandwich.
That's nice, that's nice. And Bill said when you got over being mad about him planning this whole thing and you decided to send him a little sandwich, I should tell you to please make it two little ones.
What?
Yeah, and two for Loose Tooth also.
Oh, that Bill Jackson.
He seems to know you like a book, Beulah.
Yeah, well, if he does, I wish he'd do a little more reading. I got a few chapters left that might be very interesting.
By the way, Beulah, I forgot to tell you that I'm going to work for Loose Tooth in the new streetcar lunchroom.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever worked in a restaurant before, Harold?
Oh, sure. I once worked in a little old restaurant as chief cook for 3 years, but I finally quit because it was too hard.
Cooking was too hard?
They refused to buy a stove. I'll see you, Beulah.
Harry, remember we were discussing Donnie's future at breakfast this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to drive little Linda Dawson to dancing school. And I thought maybe we should enroll Donnie there, too.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Uh-oh. I got a hunch Mr. Harry didn't hear what you said, Miss Alice.
Did you say dancing school?
See, you didn't.
Lots of little boys Donnie's age go to dancing school.
Listen, no son of mine's going to any dancing school.
But why, dear? Donnie'd love it, wouldn't he, Beulah?
Well, Miss Alice, I think...
Dancing schools are for sissies, aren't they, Beulah?
Well, Mr. Harry,
they are not, and he could have a lot of fun.
He'd ache every moment of it, wouldn't he, Beulah?
Well,
This is silly, Harry.
Of course it's silly.
All right. Why don't we just leave the whole thing up to Donnie to decide for himself?
Okay. Okay, we'll do that.
Good. Agreed.
Well, looks like Beulah has solved another family problem.
America salutes the YMCA. Americans everywhere this week will pay tribute to that great encompassing organization, the Young Men's Christian Association of the United States, which provides for youth of all races, creeds, and colors, recreation, entertainment, living quarters, and job-finding facilities. There are many volunteer leaders who help the Y in its great programs, but many more volunteers are needed. Almost every city in the country of 25,000 or more population now has its own YMCA. And the Y is reaching out into rural areas through a new extension program. This is your chance to maintain and promote this great organization that helps the youth of America. This is your chance to become a volunteer worker in one of the many fascinating fields that are integral parts of America's great YMCA.
Well, baby, the lunchroom's coming along just great. What's new around the house here?
Nothing much. Said Miss Alice wants Donnie to go to dancing school.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good idea. The boy might grow up to be another Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, or...
A Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck?
Mm-hmm.
Beulah, baby, Gregory Peck ain't no dancer.
I know it, but who cares?
Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. The part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker. Alice Henderson by Gene Vanderpile. Bill by Ernest Whitman. Mrs. Dawson by Elvia Allman. Harold by Jester Hairston. And Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. Later tonight, Art Linkletter proves that people are funny. Art has an art for dreaming up fabulous stunts for contestants to perform. So be sure you're here on CBS Radio for the fun tonight when people are funny. And every day, Monday through Friday, Art Linkletter invites you to enjoy yourself some more when he opens the doors to his wonderful house party. Be sure to make a date with CBS Radio's Art Linkletter. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood. Listen in tomorrow night at the same time to the new Beulah Show. Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, many men have walked through my life. I wish one of them would stop long enough to make me his wife.
Yes, sir, it's a new Beulah Show brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
Friday night, keep your eyes on the clock and your dial set on CBS Radio, for that's when the curtain goes up at the Star's address for two great hit shows, The Arthur Godfrey Digest and That's Rich, over many of these same stations. The Arthur Godfrey Digest brings you the highlights of the fabulous Arthur Godfrey's weekday shows starring the redhead and all the little Godfreys. And Friday night, CBS Radio also brings comedy your way in the form of Stan Freberg as Mr. Less Than Average Man, known to all as the stumbling, bumbling Mr. Wilt of That's Rich. This hilarious show is about a sad sack who tries to keep his mind on his work instead of on the birds, because he's a bird watcher by choice. Don't forget the Arthur Godfrey Digest and That's Rich, Friday nights on the CBS Radio Network. Today is an important one in the life of our firm friend Beulah. It's the opening of the lunchroom, which she has a financial interest in, along with her boyfriend Bill and a few others.
Oh, the grand opening was at 7 o'clock this morning, Mr. Jacobs, and boy, was I nervous. I was shaking all over.
You must have been excited, Beulah. You're still shaking.
Oh, well, the excitement is kind of worn off by now. But I got so much more to shake than most folks that it naturally takes me longer to simmer down.
I see. Well, good luck with the lunchroom, Beulah, and now you'd better finish serving the Hendersons.
Oh, yes, I am still working here at that.
Oh, there you are, Beulah.
Yes, sir, Mr. Harris. Oh, I'm so sorry I spoiled breakfast this morning, folks. I'm so nervous about our lunchroom opening, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, don't worry about it, Beulah. We understand.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, Miss Alice. What I can't understand is how I ever put that hot chili pepper in the flapjack batter.
Well, just throw the flapjacks out.
I will, Mr. Harris. Just as soon as they stop flapping.
Have you heard from Bill or Loose Tooth yet, Beulah?
Oh, yes, about an hour ago, Miss Alice. Bill phoned and said everything was going fine. In fact, they're standing room only.
Golly. Business must be great if they're standing room only.
Either that or Bill never put the seats in.
Did you finally decide on a name for the lunchroom?
Yes. We all decided that seeing as I was made out of an old streetcar, we're calling it the Ding Dong Diner.
The Ding Dong Diner. Hey, that's catchy.
Boy, we even have a motto, Mr. Harry.
You do?
A big sign over the door says, every Ding Dong Diner dinner is a Ding Dong Diner winner.
Oh, Beulah, just listen to the happy sound of that cash register ringing out in front.
Yeah, Bill, it certainly is beautiful music. But come on now and peel these potatoes. I'm running short and business is booming.
Okay, baby, okay. Oh, that goes again. Ain't that the most beautiful music?
And every time that cash register rings, it means you and me are one step closer to the altar, Bill.
Yeah, miserable noise, ain't it?
What'd you say?
Just kidding, honey, just kidding.
You better be. I'll put more lumps on you than you got in them mashed potatoes.
You know, honey, I bet we're doing three times as much business as Tabitha just doing at her restaurant.
I hope so. She's such a mean, two-faced homebreaker. I'd like to run her out of business.
Yeah. Say, maybe we better run over that special restaurant slang once again so you'll know what Loose Tooth is talking about when he calls in the orders.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, you call the orders, and I'll tell you what they mean.
Okay. Right. Now, let's see. Give me an Andrew Sisters.
Yeah. 1 3-decker chicken sandwich.
Right. Make a Gypsy Rose Lee with a side of Charles Boyer.
Oh, that's without dressing and some French fried potatoes.
That's very good, honey. Now try this one. Squeeze a red cow and make it dizzy.
Strawberry malted milk coming up.
Sizzle a steer and make it cry.
A well-done hamburger with onions.
Ah, that's wonderful, honey. You caught on that jive real quick.
Yeah.
Say, how's everything coming along back here in the kitchen, folks?
Just fine, Loose Tooth. How's everything out front?
Jumping right along, Beulah. Here's another order for you. Smother a pup with Boston, irrigate a mug with cow, and slap a slice of yellow on Idaho.
You got me, partner.
Well, that means a hot dog with beans, a glass of milk, and a baked potato with butter.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so, Loose Tooth?
Would be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Nah, this is a restaurant. We got to talk picturesque.
Yeah. Say, Beulah.
Hmm?
You know who just walked in?
Duncan Hines is looking for adventure and good eating.
No, not him. Tabitha Jessup.
Tabitha? I bet she's coming to see why our place ain't doing no business today.
Yeah. And no wonder. The food in her place is so bad that even the mice bring their own cheese in to bait her traps. Well, I don't like to brag, Bill, but I can cook better than that Jessup woman with one oven tied behind my back.
Harry, don't dawdle over your dessert.
Hmm?
Beulah wants to get out early this evening to a meeting.
Yeah. All right, Alice.
Oh, I have plenty of time, Miss Alice.
Say, Beulah, what were you saying about Tabitha a while ago? Did she give you any trouble?
Oh, no, sir. I can handle that woman, even though she did try and insult me.
Yeah?
Insult you?
Yes. She said she was a better cook than I was.
That I doubt.
Well, she said I couldn't even boil an egg if I was a hen and laid it in a pan of hot water.
From what you say, this Tabitha must be a pretty miserable person.
Miserable is right, Miss Alice. She's always making flirty eyes at the men and trying to steal everybody's boyfriend, including mine.
Hmm. She's supposed to be a rather attractive woman, though, isn't she?
Oh, that's what she thinks, Mr. Harry. But she ain't fooling nobody with that phony figure of hers.
Phony?
Yes, ma'am. Why, if she ever loosened her girdle, she'd spread out like the Notre Dame backfield.
I think it's time I call this meeting of stockholders in the ding-dong diner to order.
Oh, we can't yet, Bill. We have to wait for the others to get here. Don't we, Armstrong?
Yeah. They ought to be here any minute. It's past 10:30 now.
Oh, my, but this sure is exciting, being a stockholder in a restaurant.
Yeah, now that we got us a corporation, I think maybe we ought to elect some officers.
Well, that's a good idea, Armstrong. A good idea, and thank you. I accept the nomination of president.
And thank you, Bill. I accept the nomination for vice president, secretary, and treasurer.
Well, I guess that makes me member at large.
You certainly large enough, Beulah.
Well, say, I wonder if we're doing right letting Loose Tooth handle all the money.
Why not? Isn't he honest?
Well, I guess he's honest, but I don't trust him.
I'm a little suspicious of him myself.
How come? He has a cash register right out where all of us can see it.
Yeah.
But he rubbed all the numbers off the key, so we can't tell how much he's ringing up.
Well, let's not go jumping to conclusions about the man.
No.
Now, just because he acts a little sneaky now and then, and won't tell us how much he took in today, and he opened a bank account for the diner in his own name, and he won't let anybody else operate the cash register, that doesn't mean he's dishonest.
No, maybe it doesn't.
Of course it doesn't. I wonder where that dirty crook went to.
He'll show up, I'm sure. Oh, I know he's an honest man. After all, he's Oriole's boyfriend. And he wouldn't try any monkey business with us. We can trust him. Bill?
Yeah, baby.
Get the police.
No time, honey. After all, Harold and Oriole ain't here yet. Maybe they're all coming together.
I hope so. Bill, did you tell them all to meet us here in your fix-it shop?
I did.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes somebody now.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Loose Tooth.
Where's Harold and Oriole?
Yeah, what's been keeping you, Loose Tooth?
I'll explain everything in the due course of time, friends. Now let's get down to business right away. The first thing that I want to take...
Wait a minute, Loose Tooth, not so fast. Are we going to wait for Oriole and Harold first?
Yeah, after all, they're partners too, you know.
They were partners, my friends.
Were? What happened to them?
They are now my employees. I paid them off this afternoon.
What do you mean, paid them off?
I paid them back the money they loaned me. I also paid them for the time they put in working. And I'm here to make a cash settlement with all of you.
You mean you want to buy us out?
Exactly, Beulah. Now, you get it.
Hold on, Sonny, hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute, mister.
I don't have to wait for anybody.
Just who do you think you're talking to, Big Shot? And don't try pushing me around or I'll sit on you.
Tell him. He can't pay us off and just walk out like that.
Well, I'd like to see you try it, Loose Tooth. You get fun with my finances and you'll wind up with a loose head, too.
Don't crowd me, Bill. Don't crowd me. I'm within my legal rights.
Says who?
We have no written partnership agreement, my friends. Legally, I can pay all of you off and the deal is closed.
Just when the diner's opening looks like a big success.
Take it or leave it, friends. I'm standing on my constitutional rights as a citizen and a shrewd businessman.
Just a minute, Loose Tooth. Just where did you get enough money to buy us all out anyway? We didn't take in that much cash today.
No.
No, we didn't. I got the money by selling out a half interest in the ding-dong diner.
What?
You heard me. I sold your half to Tabitha Jessup.
Why, that good-for-nothing, two-time and miserable cheating? Oh, I'll get you. I'll tell you something.
Dimes march on to help children walk again, play again, and have fun like other kids. The March of Dimes has been campaigning all this month to help those who've been crippled by polio. What have you done to help? Have you reached into your pocket and given all the dimes you had? Only a few more days are left for you and your friends and neighbors to contribute all that you can to raise the funds needed by the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. This year, 1954, may be the showdown year in the 16-year fight of the National Foundation against polio. For this year may bring victories for the new trials made by the 1954 Polio Prevention Program. To continue this vital work, your dimes are urgently needed until a sure polio preventative has been found. Only a few days are left to send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Remember, this year's giving may be the giving that wins.
Such a mess. You know something, Bill?
What?
We gotta do something about Loose Tooth and Tabitha.
You bet we gotta. We'll sue them.
Yeah, sue them is right. We'll slap them with a writ of habeas corpus.
And a writ of certiorari.
And a writ of mandamus. Now, what's so funny, Beulah?
We are certainly putting on the writs.
Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. The part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker. Alice by Gene Vanderpile. Bill by Ernest Whitman. Armstrong Perch by Alvin Childress. Loose Tooth Harrison by Roy Glenn. And Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. Tonight's the night for comedy and laughter. You've had Beulah to start you off bright, and to keep that laughter going, you'll soon meet Mr. McNutley. That's none other than charming Ray Milland. And you can meet Mr. McNutley right here over most of these same stations of CBS Radio later this evening. Right here later tonight, you can meet Millie, a white-collar girl who types her way in and out of confusion. Yes, laughs are ahead tonight on CBS Radio. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood. Be sure to listen tomorrow night at the same time to The Beulah Show. From Hollywood, Instant Postum brings you the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, the all-around girl. I'm the same size all around.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's a new Beulah Show brought to you, transcribed by good-tasting Instant Postum.
Love that Postum.
Enjoying life is something all of us want to do, and the first requirement for that is health. Nobody has fun when their nerves are upset, when they're feeling edgy and out of sorts, all dragged out from loss of sleep. If you suffer from these complaints, it may be that you have coffee nerves. Yes, coffee nerves and restless nights caused by caffeine in coffee or tea. Of course, many folks can handle caffeine without ill effect, but it is a drug that affects lots of people, perhaps you. Well, you can banish coffee nerves by switching to Instant Postum, because Instant Postum is absolutely caffeine-free. It lets you sleep. So start now to get the most out of life. Don't let caffeine steal your rest. Switch from coffee and tea to delicious Instant Postum. Get a jar of Instant Postum this week at your grocer's. Devoted followers of our plot situations may recall without too great difficulty that Beulah's boyfriend, Bill, was all set to build a rumpus room onto the home of Beulah's employers when an unexpected business reversal caused the Hendersons to abandon the project altogether.
Right, Mr. Jacobs.
Unfortunately, Bill had already invested some of his own money in building materials.
Right again. And that leaves poor Bill in a hole without his even picking a shovel or a pick.
At the moment, Beulah is about to enter Bill's fix-it shop.
Hello, Billy Boy.
Well, baby, this is a surprise.
I was just coming back from the market, and I thought I'd drop in.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by, honey. I wanted to show you something I got yesterday when I thought I was going to get that building job from the Hendersons.
You mean all that lumber right on the side of the building?
No. What I'm talking about is right over here in the corner.
Yeah?
Oh, just feast your eyes right over there, honey. Now, ain't that a beauty?
It certainly is, Bill. It's gorgeous.
I knew you'd be as crazy about it as I am.
I certainly am, honey. What is it?
Oh. Well, woman, that's a genuine all-metal deluxe drill press. Just what I've always wanted.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy together.
Yeah.
What do you do with a thing like this anyway?
You drill holes. Any size holes you want, I'll drill them.
Oh, I see. How much did you pay for it?
Well, I got it on sale for $87.50.
You mean to stand there and tell me you paid $87 for a machine that don't do nothing but drill holes?
$87.50.
Bill, I got a flash for you. This machine will never drill a hole as big as the one you got in your head.
Oh, now, baby, that's the wrong attitude to take.
Listen, William, you're gone and spent all the money you had in the world on lumber for a job that you haven't even got.
And then you turn around and squander more money on a silly machine to bore holes in it.
Now, don't get excited, honey. Don't get excited. I can always return the lumber and get my money back.
Well, you better. And one more thing. Get busy and start drilling yourself 400 or 500 assorted holes with that machine.
What for?
Because you're going to return that thing, too. You might as well have a big supply on hand.
Oh, no, honey. No, no,
honestly, Bill, I don't know what'd come of you if I didn't keep my eye on you. And now, before you do any more foolish buying, come walk me home.
Oh, let's don't walk back, baby. That'll take a half hour or more. I can get you there in 10 minutes on my motorcycle.
No. Be quicker if we walked.
How'd you figure?
Well, we may get there in 10 minutes on your motorcycle, but it'll take another hour and a half to pry me out of the sidecar. That you, Miss Alice?
No, just me, Beulah.
Oh, hello, Donnie. Would you like some milk and cookies?
No, thanks, Beulah. I don't think so. In fact, I probably won't want any milk and cookies for a long time.
What's the matter, Donnie? You usually drink about a half a quart of milk and eat up a box of cookies every day about this time.
Well, that's just it. Cookies and milk run into money. I want to try and save Dad as much money as I can. On account of we're so poor now.
So poor? What gave you that idea?
Well, Dad lost that big business deal, and we can't afford to have the new rumpus room.
Oh, bless your heart, Donnie. That don't mean your dad is flat broke, you know. I'll admit he's no Rockefeller, but I think he can afford to keep you in milk and cookies. Now, sit down and drink this up, and nibble on these ginger snaps.
Well, okay, Beulah. Just this time. But my heart won't be in it.
Well, never mind your heart. Just get your teeth in it. You know, Donnie, a boy as young as you are shouldn't bother himself with worrying about such things as money. Money doesn't mean a thing.
It doesn't?
Not a thing. I never worry about money.
Gee, Beulah, I'm glad you told me that.
You are?
Well, yeah, as long as you don't care anything about money, me and Sandy want to go to the movies, so you can lend us a buck.
Well, what do you know? Love that boy.
I think you might start dinner now. Mr. Henderson should be home soon.
Oh, it's already started, Miss Alice.
Oh, good. Where's Donnie? I haven't seen him since I got back.
Well, there's a double feature at the Bijou this afternoon.
Oh, fine. I imagine he's right between Roy Rogers and Tyrone Power.
I'd give a lot to be in that spot myself.
Well, I hope he remembers to get home in time for dinner.
Oh, he'll be home in time. They close down the popcorn machines at 5:30 so they can refuel for the night shows.
Where'd Donnie get money for a matinee, anyway? This morning he was complaining to me he was down to his last nickel.
Well, I guess you might say he got it through strategy, Miss Alice.
Strategy?
Yes'm. He strategized me right out of a dollar bill.
Oh, that Donnie. Sometimes I think that boy's going to grow up to be a confidence man.
He's got a good start. He's already a confidence boy.
Oh, dear. I certainly wish things had gone well enough so we could have gone ahead with that rumpus room we all wanted so much.
Me too, Miss Alice. Bill sure could have used the work.
Yes. Isn't it a shame money's so important?
Uh-huh. I was just telling Donnie something along the same lines this afternoon, before he made a liar out of me.
Well, I suppose it happens to everybody, though. Sooner or later, money just seems to get into your blood.
Well, I'm sure ready for a little transfusion myself.
We're all a little anemic around here. Do you think there's enough peas, Beulah?
I think so.
Okay, now what do you need? The rice?
Yes. You know, Miss Alice, I was thinking after my little talk with Donnie, maybe we could cut down a little on household expenses and that way maybe save enough to pay for the rumpus room.
Oh, Beulah, that'd take a lot of cutting down. I don't see how we could possibly do it.
Well, we might save quite a bit just on food alone.
On food? How?
Stop eating the stuff.
Well, I'm sure somebody could make $1 million if he just discovered a cheap substitute for food.
Of course we'd have to have something to eat, but we could raise our own vegetables.
I'm afraid we've never had much luck raising vegetables, Beulah.
I don't know about that, Miss Alice. If you remember, during the war, I had one of those victory gardens.
Yes, that's right. But do you really think that was a success?
We won the war, didn't we?
Well, I can't argue with you there. Well, now, that takes care of the rice. Now what?
Oh, that's about all, I guess, except peeling some onions. But I can do that.
No, I'll help.
Oh, really, Miss Alice, I can do it all right.
No, let me peel some onions, too. Maybe I'll feel better about the rumpus room if I have a good cry.
Okay. Here's an onion and here's a knife.
Okay, thanks. Ooh. Oh, this onion really is strong.
Yeah. My mama once told me that when you're peeling onions, put a little potato on the end of the knife and you won't cry.
Oh, does that work?
Works fine for me. But the poor potato cries his eyes out.
Well, the potato has nothing on me. Look at my eyes.
Mm. You certainly are tearful. I wonder if onions cry when they peel people.
I don't know. I've never seen an onion peel a people. I mean person.
Maybe we better stop peeling for a while, huh? Oh, dear. After all, remember the Johnstown flood?
I haven't cried like this since the last Betty Davis picture I saw.
Yeah. I'm all through with my onions, Miss Alice.
Yes, I'm through with mine too, Beulah. Would you hand me that face towel, please?
Yeah, here you are. I better get a bath towel for myself.
Hello? Anybody home?
Yes, dear, we're out here in the kitchen.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, hello, everybody.
Hi.
What's going on here?
Huh?
Why all the tears?
It's nothing, Mr. Harry.
Nothing?
No.
Alice, honey, you're crying. Both of you are crying.
Oh, no, it's nothing,
no,
dear.
Now, come
we
on.
Just...
Well, now, don't, please, don't try to hide anything from me.
Honey, I'm not.
That's right, Mr. Harry. There's nothing the matter at all.
Nothing the matter at all. People just don't cry for no reason at all.
Women do.
Really, darling, there's nothing to get excited about. Beulah and I were discussing the rumpus room, and I was helping her with dinner.
Oh, so that's it, huh? The rumpus room, huh?
What?
Why, Alice, honey, I had no idea in the world it meant so much to you.
Oh, no, dear. That don't be silly. Well, that's not it.
Now, never you mind, though, honey. You can just dry your eyes now, because we're going to have that room after all.
What? Really, Harry?
Really?
Hot dog.
Listen, this morning I got a call from the city engineer's office. They want to buy that whole tract of land over on the east side.
The whole thing?
Every lot.
Hot dog with mustard.
You see, the idea is the tract's going to be a part of the new highway the city's building.
Yeah.
And they'll pay just what we've been asking for it. And the deal's practically set.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful.
Oh, I think it's just terrific. And, Beulah, another thing. You can call Bill and tell him to get started just as soon as possible.
Hot dog with mustard and relish. But easy on the onions.
In the theater or at the movies, you can usually spot the villain right away. But in everyday life, it isn't that easy. Take Mr. Coffee Nerves, for example. He's a real villain, but he's usually disguised as sleeplessness, fidgety nerves, a tired, dragged-out feeling. Don't let Mr. Coffee Nerves fool you. Get rid of him fast.
That makes Postum a hero, all right. Because Postum gives at Mr. Coffee Nerves the old heave-ho. There ain't nothing in Postum to keep you from sleeping all night long. Besides, that good taste of Postum's, it gets you.
Yes, Beulah, Postum is the answer. And remember, just because many people do drink coffee or tea without harm, it's no sign that you can. Don't take a chance on caffeine. Switch to delicious Instant Postum today. Drink Instant Postum instead of coffee or tea for just 10 days. The results will speak for themselves.
Well, now the building project is on again. Won't it make Bill happy to hear the news? Now he can keep his drill press and drill all the holes he wants. I wonder if I gave him this old gold locket of mine, could he drill a hole in it? Of course, it would ruin the locket, but it sure would make a nice wedding band.
Ever watch a child playing grown-up? Youngsters love to do it. And here's a hot and hearty mealtime beverage that lets them be grown-up at the table, too. It's Instant Postum, the grown-up drink that's safe for the whole family. Good-tasting Instant Postum contains no caffeine, no drugs of any kind. It's the safe drink that lets you sleep. Why don't you make Instant Postum your all-family drink? You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by delicious Instant Postum. The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hatus and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, when it comes to love, I know what the score is. But how can I get into the game?
Yes, sir. It's the new Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
Laughter is ahead on CBS Radio. Tonight you've already met Beulah to start you off bright. And to keep that laughter going, you'll soon meet Mr. McNutley over most of these same stations. You'll smile with all America at Ray Milland as the absent-minded professor who's the delight of the campus. And right here later tonight, you can meet Millie, the white-collar girl who'll make you forget your cares. Tonight, too, laughs are ahead with Junior Miss, starring Barbara Whiting. And Friday night brings comedy that's rich in the form of Stan Freberg, known to all as the stumbling, bumbling Mr. Wilt of That's Rich. He's strictly for the birds, but That's Rich is strictly for laughs. Sunday night fun is some fun with Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and Eve Arden is our Miss Brooks. Yes, they're all here to make you smile, to make you laugh, to make you have a wonderful time at the Star's address, CBS Radio. Now for our trip to the modest home of the Henderson family and their smiling, happy housekeeper, Beulah. There's no doubt about Beulah being smiling and happy today.
That's right, Mr. Jacobs. I'm so happy I could turn a cartwheel. If I could just get my cart off the ground.
Well, the reason for Beulah's sudden joy is the Henderson's decision to build a rumpus room onto their home, and her boyfriend Bill has been awarded the contract. At the moment, Beulah is bustling across the backyard to tell the good news to her friend next door.
Got the world in a juggalo, got the stopper in my hand. Got the stuff.
Oh, hello, Beulah, honey.
Good morning, Oriole. Can I come in?
Why, certainly. Say, you want to know something, honey? This is a very coincidence because I was just coming over to your place to ask you something.
Well, go ahead and ask.
No, I can't ask you now.
Why not?
Because I'm not at your place. I'm here.
Oriole, ask me anyway. I'm here, too, you know.
Well, that's just the trouble, honey. If you're here and I go over to your place to ask you, you won't be home.
Oriole, I'm getting tired of playing Ring Around Rosie. I came over here to tell you that Bill's going to put up the Henderson's new rumpus room. And I thought maybe Loose Tooth would like a job helping him.
Well, that's sweet of you, Beulah, but Loose Tooth just got a new job. He starts working on it next week.
That's next week. Can he work with Bill this week?
Well, I'm afraid not. He has to go in training this week.
In training?
Uh-huh.
What's he going to be? An FBI man?
No. He's going to be a night watchman. And he's busy catching up on his sleep.
Well, in case he decides he'd like some work to do in the daytime, let me know.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that, honey.
Well, I better be getting back now. See you later, unfortunately.
Okay, Beulah. Oh, by the way, when you get home, would you give me a ring on the telephone?
What in the world for?
I haven't heard from you all morning.
Oh, again, goodbye. going on out here? Looks like little Donnie's working on something. Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Beulah. Look at this. I'm building a birdhouse.
Oh, what's the idea of doing that? You haven't got a bird.
No, but I will have. Sandy Emerson's dad bought him a couple of homing pigeons, and we're going to send each other messages.
Oh, and just where are you going to keep this birdhouse?
Up in my room.
Pigeons in your room, huh? I tell you what, Donnie. I'll split the cost if you'll send your messages by telegram instead.
Nah, birds are more fun.
Oh, more fun, huh?
Sandy's dad said he once crossed a homing pigeon with a woodpecker. And you know what he got?
No, Mr. Bones. What did he get?
He got a bird that knocked on the door when he brought a message.
My, my. Why didn't he cross a pigeon with an owl and get a bird that delivers night letters?
Hey, say, isn't that Bill coming this way on his motorcycle?
Yeah, that's Bill all right. I can tell by the salami hanging from the handlebars.
Hello, baby. Hiya, Donnie boy.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill, would you mind taking a look at this birdhouse I'm making?
Not at all, Donnie boy.
Well, what do you think, Bill? Is it okay?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Of course, it's good to use a little more reinforcement right across the bottom here.
Yeah, in case the bird lays a heavy egg, huh?
Hammer the hammer, Donnie, and I'll fix it. Beulah, you hold this nail while I pound it in.
Not me, Bill. I'm not holding a nail while you're swinging a hammer.
And why not?
For sentimental reasons. I don't want to say goodbye to my fingers.
Oh, never mind, never mind. I'll hold it myself. Like this, yeah.
Kindling wood, anybody?
Gee whiz, Bill, you smashed the whole birdhouse.
Yeah, so I see. Oh, well, it's a good thing we found out before it was too late.
Found out what?
Green lumber. Now, don't worry about it, Donnie boy. Old Bill will make you a brand new birdhouse.
Gee, Bill, that'd be swell.
Not right now, though. First, old Bill's got to go down to City Hall with me and get a building permit so he can get started on that rumpus room.
Well, that's okay. And in the meantime, I'll go get some more wood and nails someplace.
Oh, Bill's got the materials, Donnie. You just have to get one important item.
Okay, what?
Some Band-Aids.
Well, here we are, baby. The Department of Building is right down this hall.
Bill, are you sure you'll get a building permit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't had much experience in the construction line.
Well, don't let it trouble your top, my little taffy apple. I'll go through this like a breeze.
Well, you should. You're certainly full of enough wind.
Come on, let's go in and get it over with.
Yes? Can I help you people?
Oh, yes, sir. My friend here would like to
I can speak for myself, baby. I'd like to, like a building permit that'll permit me to build a building, mister.
Oh, yes. Just have a seat, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
Thank
sir.
You.
Here we are. Now, let's see. Just what type of construction are you planning?
Well, I'd like to add another room onto a house.
That's right. A rumpus room.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see the blueprint of the room, please.
Yes, sir. Here it is. This is it. Right here.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I can have a look at your plot plan.
My plot plan?
That's right. The plot plan.
The plot plan.
Everybody has to have a plot plan.
Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead without my plot plan.
I take it you have no plot plan.
Mister, you just took it.
That's right, sir.
Well, I suppose you could bring it back later. However, there are certain structural details I must have now.
Well, I can give you all the structural details now, all right, sir.
Fine, fine. Now, what size footing do you have?
I wear a size 12 double E.
Except in hot weather when his feet swell.
No, no, no. When I say footings, I'm referring to the concrete foundation of the room.
Oh, well, of course. Well, we'll have one, all right.
Let's forget the footings for a moment.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just tell me, do you have steel girders?
Sir, that is a very personal question.
I said girders, not girdles. I'm terribly sorry, folks, but I'm afraid I'll have to turn down your application for a building permit until such time as you can comply with the regulations of this department.
You mean I can't go ahead and build a room?
Not until you're able to give us satisfactory answers to the questions we're required to ask.
Oh, I see.
Once you do that, you will be issued a permit and can begin construction.
Oh, yes. Well, Bill, I've heard of buildings being condemned before, but this is the first time I ever heard of a condemned contractor. Bill, now don't do that. You're really taking this too hard, Bill.
Well, I can't help it, honey. I thought sure I'd get a permit and start work this afternoon. And you know I need that job.
Yeah. Well, maybe Mr. Harry will be able to get a permit some way. And you still can get to work.
Hey, Bill, you back already?
Oh, hello, Donnie. Yeah, I'm back.
That's swell. Now we can get started building my birdhouse.
Mm-hmm. You can if you don't have to get a permit first.
While you were gone, I drew up some blueprints on it. Only I couldn't find any blue paper, so I used some old paper bags.
Oh, sort of a brown print, huh?
Is this it here?
Yeah, and I even drew up a plot plan, too.
A plot plan?
Well, sure. Everybody's got to have a plot plan.
Here we go again.
Well, where did you find out about plot plans, Donnie boy?
From Sandy's Uncle Morris. He's a contractor.
Oh, I see.
Now, look, Bill.
Yeah,
we'll use some quarter round for girders and some one-by-one for footings.
Yeah.
Girders?
Yeah.
Footings? Donnie, do you know all about those things?
Well, sure. Any dope knows about that.
Want to bet?
Wait a minute, Mueller. Donnie, hold the foot, blow the whistle, cut off the motors. I've just gotten me an idea.
And I just got an idea of what idea you just got.
You think it'll work?
You can try.
What are you two talking about?
Donnie boy, how would you like to come down to City Hall with me and answer a few questions about plot plans and footings and girders?
You mean?
I mean that I'd like you to be my partner in obtaining a permit to build a rumpus room. Think you can do it?
Well, gee, sure I can.
Then let's get going, boy. With your brains and my brawn, we'll be the best contracting outfit in the business.
Ha! Dog, brains and brawn incorporated.
Come on, Donnie. We want to get back there before they close for the afternoon.
Okay.
Wait. I'll go along with you. We'll change brains and brawn incorporated to brains, brawn, and beef. Incorporated, associated, and unlimited.
Are you wondering about Saturday's weather? Well, whether cloudy or cold, the sun always shines Saturday on CBS Radio. And no wonder, for here's a collection of hit shows that is sure to brighten your day. The Robert Q. Lewis Show, starring that man with a smile, a laugh, and a variety that will spice your life. And Saturday, over most of these same stations, brings the Galen Drake Show with music and song by Stuart Foster, Betty Johnson, Three Bows and a Peep, the Bernie Leighton Orchestra, and genial chatter courtesy of Galen Drake. Les Paul and Mary Ford sing and play old and new hit tunes that are America's favorites. The curtain of drama goes up Saturdays on CBS Radio 2. The magical dramas of Let's Pretend that take you to the delightful land of dragons, sleeping beauties, and handsome princes. The thrilling, realistic dramas of Theater of Today, Stars Over Hollywood, and City Hospital. So don't worry about a gray day, for Saturday is a gay day on CBS Radio.
A trip to the City Hall with Donnie was a wonderful idea. Everything worked out just fine. Donnie gave Bill all the right answers, and he got the permit. Now, if I could just get Donnie to give Bill another right answer to a little question of mine, maybe he'll get a permit to get married.
The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hades and was written this week by Hal Cantor, Arthur Julian, and Howard Leeds. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. Bill is played by Ernest Whitman. Oriole by Ruby Dandridge. Donnie by Sammy Ogg. The Man at Department of Building by Earl Ross. And Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking.
Don't wait until the last moment to file your income tax return. The deadline is March 15th, but make your deadline as soon as possible. If you need help in filling out your return, your local director's office will give it to you without charge. And if you're entitled to a tax refund, the sooner you file your return, the sooner you'll receive it. So how about going over to your local director's office tomorrow? You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed each weekday, Monday through Friday, from Hollywood.
Bring your finances into the 21st century with a My Checking account at Nationwide Bank, powered by Axos. My Checking is designed so you can bank on your terms. This account offers unlimited domestic ATM fee reimbursements, no monthly maintenance fees, and no minimum balance requirements. Nationwide Bank offers Direct Deposit Express, so you can receive your paycheck up to 2 days earlier. Plus, there's a free app so you can bank on your phone no matter where you are. Open a new My Checking account at krobcollection.com and receive $20. If you are a new Nationwide or Axos Bank customer and deposit $500 into your account within 90 days, Nationwide is on your side with a $20 gift for opening a free My Checking account powered by Axos. Get full details at krobcollection.com. From the K-Rob Collection, this has been Audio Antiques, a program featuring shows from the golden age of American radio. I'm Ken Robinson, urging you to subscribe to this podcast and to share it with anyone who loves classic broadcasts. Our music is by H Beats. That's H Beats with a Z. Thanks so much for listening.